Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with our ace producer, Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, the 6th of March, 2014. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, mid-70s, they're saying. How can you beat that? We have had, well, the warmest winter on record here in Tucson. I am not complaining about that. We are live each weekday, noon to one, right here on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. And of course, we stream the show, so it's very easy for you to listen at your desk. As long as there's a computer, you can log on to buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can listen to the program live. And of course, thanks to Rosemary Brandt, we podcast the program. Rose usually gets our show up on the website at buckmastershow.com, usually by about within an hour of the show's conclusion, so you can listen on your schedule anytime, anywhere. During the noon hour today, our quarterly visit with Dr. Ann Weaver Hart, president of the University of Arizona, 30 minutes past the hour, a preview of the 59th annual Science Fair at the Tucson Convention Center. You know, we keep hearing so much about the kids are just not ready with math and science. Well, these are kids who are ready, and they're really putting it together with fantastic science projects. Then we're going to close out the show with one of our two dozen contributors, regular contributors to the show. Our legal contributor, Adan Luce, will be with us. Let's welcome now the president of the University of Arizona, Dr. Ann Weaver Hart. Dr. Hart, good to see you.
Well, it's wonderful to be back. Thank you.
There is big news coming up at the University of Arizona. In about a month, there will be the launch of really the biggest fundraising effort in the school's history.
We are very excited. As I've said before, and you and I have talked about it, philanthropy is a critical part of the future of great universities like the University of Arizona. And we really like to use a campaign for fundraising to tell the University of Arizona story and to develop stronger partnerships with our major donors and to give everyone an opportunity to contribute to the future of this great institution.
Without the donors, the University of Arizona could not exist.
That is absolutely true. And donors...
People may say, oh, well, there's the state. You know, it's... we all know where that's going.
Well,
people,
in fact,
there may be the perception that...
I do think that fundraising got a slower start in major state universities, in part because there is a misperception that the state pays for the university. Our state pays only 35% of the unrestricted general fund budget, which is less than half of the university's actual expenditures. And so our students actually pay 65% of the cost of the general fund education at the university. And donors who give, many of them for scholarships, are critically important to our ability to have the very best students and students who couldn't necessarily afford to attend a place like the University of Arizona without scholarships.
And I think you're right. I think land-grant universities were late to the table in this whole fundraising effort because the whole dynamic of how universities and colleges are funded in this country has really changed. The privatization is the big story, I think, of the universities for the 21st century.
Well, for sure, we are going to have to expand our sources of revenue and develop more partnerships with businesses, with other not-for-profits. We're going to work harder with the industries and other talent sources that are close to us. And it is not going to be an endeavor that is paid for by taxes. It simply isn't.
790-2040, 790-2040 is our Buckmaster Show live line number. If you have a question or comment about the University of Arizona, now would be a good time because Dr. Hart is always game to entertain any comments, and she will try to answer your questions to the best of her ability. We have every April usually signals tuition time, checking out what will be coming up and what what students can expect to pay. The governor, Governor Brewer, in her State of the State address, floated this idea of perhaps adopting a multi-year tuition plan. Some of your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm very excited to tell you that the Associated Students of the University of Arizona have been working hard with us in the administration to develop a voluntary guaranteed tuition plan. What a guaranteed tuition plan does is spread the cost of a four-year degree at a consistent level across the 4 years. Our students recognize that a guaranteed tuition plan would be a motivator to help encourage students to complete their studies. And like insurance, it's a way of balancing the future and the present and how one spends one's money. But many of the students believe that even though they would pay more for their first 2 years than they might necessarily pay on a regular plan, they will know for sure exactly what the financial obligation of their four-year degree would be in advance. So we are working directly with our students to make that a reality. You'll also notice if you are of a mind to go to the website to see our Never Settle plan, that our long-range financial plan includes very, very modest but dependable tuition increases. Nothing like what people experienced in the 2009 to 2013 era.
You launched this Never Settle campaign, and now there is a website. What is the website if people want to find out more about it? Is it neversettle.org? I mean, or if they
you can find a link on the president's page.
On your,
you just go straight to the U of A page, go to the president, and you can find a link directly to a 3-hour presentation that we gave to the Board of Regents last November.
Well, there it is, right on the screen right now. Rose, right on top of things as usual, has pulled it up for me on the screen, and you get into really all the components of Never Settle. And for folks who aren't aware of the campaign, why did you select those two words, never settle?
We talked with a lot of people across campus about how they felt about the University of Arizona and what they wanted the future to feel like. And the name Never Settle came out of a spirit that was a part of the university in the past, but also, we hope, a new energy around embracing the super land grant mission and our super achievements and expectations for the future. We will never settle for anything but the best for our students and for the contribution of the University of Arizona to our communities.
And that is neversettle.arizona. There it is, neversettle.arizona.edu. So that will get you to the plans for Never Settle. We want to continue our conversation with Dr. Hart, but before we take the break, I want to go back a little bit to the financial situation. One effort that I think will really help not only the economic vibrancy. We're always trying, of course. People are always complaining there aren't enough jobs here in Arizona. I think this Tech Launch Arizona could be a game changer. And for people who aren't familiar with it, it's really U of A grown technology talent getting it seamlessly to the marketplace.
Never Settle goes with Tech Launch Arizona beautifully. And the idea is that many, many great inventions are literally nascent at the university with faculty and sometimes with students and faculty who work together. And the Tech Launch Arizona is a new initiative begun last fall that is designed to help faculty who have research ideas that do have an application to think about how that knowledge could be applied in new and unique ways to help them with the patenting process, with licensing agreements, with potential business partners, and with new startups that we hope will emerge from that that nurturing petri dish of ideas that is the university.
And it really is, and it could be a huge economic driver.
It will be a huge economic driver, not because Tech Launch Arizona itself will make a ton of money,
right,
but because it will create an atmosphere where great new businesses come out of the great ideas at the university, and we hope spring up here in Arizona and create new job opportunities in well-paying fields.
All right, Dr. Ann Weaver-Hart is with us on The Buckmaster Show, our Thursday edition. By the way, coming up tomorrow on our Friday Focus interview, our guest will be Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry. That's coming up, and of course, we'll have our Reporters Roundtable. That's tomorrow. But right now, we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to the fine supporters, the people who believe in our work here in Tucson. We ask that you give them your support. We'll be right back with Dr. Hart.
If you want the great taste of bottled water without the hassle of going to the store, call Culligan and ask us about the Culligan bottled water delivery service either to your home or to your place of business. Culligan bottled water is as pure as it gets. The basis of the treatment of the bottled water is steam distillation. Its processing and its cleanliness is a healthy alternative to other beverages. Culligan water is fresh and delicious. One sip will tell it all. And since Culligan water is delivered right to your door, residential or business, you won't have to lug heavy bottles. Whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water taste better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Right now, for a limited time, you get 30-day full money-back guarantee, trial to include. Water dispenser free for 1 month. Initial 15 gallons of water free. Thereafter, $6 per month on the dispenser and $6.95 per 5-gallon bottle with an annual service agreement. Call Culligan at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water. Pure and simple.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com. or Facebook.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now!
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready!
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support!
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business!
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Ann Weaver Hart is the president of the University of Arizona, and at least once a quarter, Dr. Hart and I sit down for a half an hour to talk about what's going on at the University of Arizona and higher education in general. And Dr. Hart, one of the state representative, John Kavanaugh, raised a few eyebrows and made some headlines by saying that Arizona is spending too much money sending too many to college.
Well, I respect Representative Kavanaugh, but I agree with the chairperson of our Board of Regents, Chairman Rick Myers, who also responded to the representative, talking about the importance of having a state with a proportion of college grads that actually can fill those good-paying jobs that we're trying to create with Tech Launch Arizona. And if we have an economy that relies so exclusively on tourism and real estate that there are no great-paying jobs for our young people to take, and businesses won't move here, and the gap in earnings, lifetime earnings, between high school graduates and college graduates has actually doubled in the last 20 years. So the economic arguments for a well-educated populace are huge. And if we don't have high-paying jobs that require that kind of education, then we'll have a lot of jobs that where people don't make enough to even pay their own way, and they will actually cost the taxpayers money.
Yeah, and some people may not be ready for a four-year school at the beginning. They may want to test the water, put a toe in the water, and I think that's where Pima Community College can be really so vital to this whole link, higher education link. And I know you really want to see
absolutely.
Them succeed, and Chancellor Lee Lambert, I think, is doing a very good job. He's going to be a guest with us, I think it's next week, and he needs to succeed, and I think he's going in the right direction.
I do, too. Chancellor Lambert and I have really worked hard to make the partnership between the University of Arizona and Pima Community College stronger. And we do not transfer enough students from the community college to the University of Arizona to really fulfill the promise. And not everyone is ready for a four-year college experience at the level of rigor of the University of Arizona when they first graduate from high school. And there may be other family or personal reasons why the finances work best with a Pima associate degree. But I like to use the metaphor of when babies walk. I have four daughters. One of them walked when she was almost 9 months old, really, really young. One of them walked when she was almost 13 months old. And I challenge you to line up those four adults and tell me which one walked when she was 9 months old and which one walked when she was 13 months old. Our minds and our abilities are the same, and we need to have multiple points of access to world-class education, and Pima Community College is a critical part of that menu of options.
Yeah, and Rose put up for me a figure on the screen. I think it's over 1,600 transfers in the most recent year that we had statistics for, but I think that we can do a lot better than that.
Oh, absolutely. That's out of 40,000
yes,
students.
Yes. Enrollment at the University of Arizona, what is the latest thinking on that? Are you thinking of, well, what number are you thinking right now?
Well, we have a plan as part of our Never Settle plan and our Enterprise 2020 goals with the Board of Regents to grow, but not to grow in the same way that our other two sister institutions have been assigned the growth role in the state. ASU and NAU are rapidly growing. It's a part of their mission as assigned by the Board of Regents. We're the super land grant research university, the premier research university in the Southwest. And growth in our programs will, we hope, be steady and strong, but not expansive in the way it is expected at the other two institutions. We're over 40,000 students, which is large for a university of our distinction in research scholarship and academic programs. And we want lots of opportunities. We know that online education is important to people. Many students take a few online courses while they're enrolled in person as full-time students to help them complete their studies. We want the menu of options to be very rich, and we want the quality to remain at the very highest levels. And that's our mission, and that's where we're going.
Dr. Ann Weaver-Hart, president of the University of Arizona, is with us on the Buckmaster Show. We had a caller who wondered, do you like the Wildcat baseball team playing over at High Corbett? Do you like that situation?
Yes. Everyone is very satisfied with the High Corbett field and the impact that's had on the ability to get a good crowd in and have a wonderful time with baseball.
It's a great venue.
It's a great venue. Yeah. And our baseball program, as you know, is wonderful.
And so as far as you know, that arrangement will continue for the foreseeable future?
Absolutely. That's the plan.
At High Corbett Field. How does this affect with the Wildcat basketball team getting number one for so many weeks? I think it was 11 or 12 weeks. I have heard that kind of translates into kind of a bump in interest and possible enrollment.
Well, it's very interesting when you look at the statistics about the impact of college sports success on enrollment. In men's basketball, the impact on applications can be tracked to two consecutive years of Final Four appearances.
Really?
And if you don't get in the Final Four after that, the impact drops off. But you can actually track the increase in applications with appearance in the Final Four and the attention that gets nationally.
Well, I remember in 1997 when the U of A basketball team, of course, won it all, that I do remember there was a definite bump in the next year's enrollment. So, I mean, that certainly.
Well, I don't know that we are able to grow a lot.
Uh-huh.
It might increase the number of applications.
Applications.
And make it more difficult to get in.
Yeah, I stand corrected. You're right.
Impact.
There was a bump in applications.
Yes.
I don't necessarily know whether that translated in actual students going into the University of Arizona. But certainly there would be more interest and selling a lot more gear that says Arizona.
Absolutely. Logo wear sales. That's wonderful.
That's
our
substantial,
fans,
right?
Our fans are the best. Mm-hmm. They are loyal. They come and cheer. We have a track record of fan support that doesn't drop off just because we don't win all the time. We have the highest RPI in the country right now. We play a tough schedule, and Coach Miller makes sure that there's a great show and that you don't come and watch us play teams that don't make a good contest.
Coming up after our interview, Dr. Hart, we're going to be talking with the folks who are putting together and have each year done such a great job with this 59th year of the Southern Arizona Research, Science, and Engineering Fair. We really need more kids interested in those particular areas, and I think they are facilitating that.
Absolutely. And not only do we need our young people to be interested in those technology and science-based careers, but we need to accept the responsibility to help them succeed in their studies. And the number of people you flunk out of your class is not a measure of your rigor. It's a measure of our failure to teach the students who are in those classes. So we are focusing very much on teaching innovations. We're one of eight schools selected by the Elite Association of American Universities to work on improving STEM education at the university level.
All right, Dr. Hart, thank you very much for being with us. And we will post this interview, I'm sure, up on Your President's Page website, which folks can find that if they just Google Ann Weaver Hart, that might be the easiest way to get to you.
That is a very actually the easiest way is just go to the University of Arizona webpage.
And that will
and
get you
the
there.
President's office has a connection there. If you Google Ann Weaver Hart, you might find a blogger in Texas.
Oh.
Who has the same name.
Okay,
and,
so it'd be better.
And I'm not pitching her blog.
Better go to University of Arizona if you're going to Google anything, and then you can find Dr. Hart there. Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you so much. I do enjoy talking with you.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. You got to agree, the best parties to attend are the ones where they serve great food. And no one serves it up better than Janos Wilder of Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails.
Hi, I'm Janos Wilder, chef and owner of Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails. You know me through my food because I've been cooking for you for over 30 years now. At Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, we celebrate the urban renaissance that is downtown Tucson. What you probably don't know is that I like to take the show on the road. And when I do, I insist on partnering with a rental company that has the same exacting standards as I do. So when I'm setting off on a catering, I work with the team at Arizona Party Rental. They have the gear that I need to do the job properly. They get it there on time, set it up, make me look good, and help your event go off without a hitch. When you need to rent something for your event, give Arizona Party Rental a call and leave the cooking to us.
Thanks a lot, Janos. Hey, what can I say? Arizona Party Rental. Visit our beautiful showroom on Speedway or online at arizonapartyrental.net.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Please join us for our special program, Discovery Nights, during March at Biosphere 2. On selected Saturdays in March, Discovery Nights will offer extended hours with family-friendly stargazing and nighttime tours under the beautiful lights of the University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Also, new exhibit previews just being opened to the public for the first time. Visit b2science.org for more information and come visit today. It's 12:35 on this Thursday afternoon. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. What a great weekend getaway this would be. It's just three and a half hours east of Tucson. If you're looking for something completely different, why not make a trip over to Silver City? It's the historic area and the great Gila National Wilderness and the famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument. Just a great outing. Great places to stay, like Georgetown Cabins. For the full listing of things to do and places to stay, visit Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. It is that time of year for the Southern Arizona Research, Science, and Engineering Fair. It will be held beginning next week at the Tucson Convention Center, Monday through Friday. SARCEF is the acronym and is now in its 59th year. The community is invited to the TCC next week to see thousands of science projects that just might change our world. With me in studio on the Buckmaster Show is Liz Baker. Liz is the Executive Director of the Southern Arizona Research, Science, and Engineering Foundation. Liz, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill.
This is very personal for you. You have a history with SARCEF, don't you?
Yes, I do. I actually started competing in the third grade, and at the time it was required that all students in my class do a science fair project, and I knew nothing about it. But I explored some bugs, and I ended up winning a first place at the regional fair, and I got a trophy with my name on it and a check.
That was the inspiration.
Absolutely.
And you got a check, but then you went on to compete further, right?
I did. I competed every year after that. I went to the international fair four times, and I ended up winning over $200,000 in scholarships thanks to the science fair.
Fantastic. And that really paid for your advanced education too, didn't it?
It absolutely did. Because I got to attend the University of Arizona completely for free, I was able to go overseas to Scotland for my master's degree.
So the spark was ignited early in your educational life, and probably that story could be repeated thousands of times.
Absolutely. I am not alone. One of my good friends now started in kindergarten studying rocks in her backyard. She ended up working on the Phoenix Mars mission. She competed all through and also got fantastic scholarships for her work.
How do the kids get involved then initially? Do the teachers bring this to their attention about the fair? How does that networking work, Liz?
Well, actually, we offer a lot of free educational outreach. So usually it's the teachers or the principal that encourages their students to enter or makes it a requirement. But now we're trying to get students to want to enter on their own. We're going out for free to any schools, homeschools, any groups that are interested and offering training for the students and professional development for any teachers who are interested.
How can folks get involved if they want to check out some of these science projects? And I'm sure some of them are quite intricate, aren't they, in what some of the ideas that the kids come up with?
They are. The best time to come and see the projects is on Wednesday, March 12th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. We're at the Tucson Convention Center. And it's the best time to come because we not only have all of those fantastic displays, but we've got community partners coming with hands-on science activities. It's going to be a great night of fun. Mayor Rothschild will be there, and it's completely free for the whole family.
What are the ages of the kids that are involved, the grade levels?
We go all the way from kindergarten to 12th grade, and that's pretty rare. We're one of the few fairs in the country that do that.
And what type of scope of projects? Give us some idea of what kind of things go on.
Well,
for instance, what was your project that you won initially on that you actually won some money, and what was your project?
Well, back then I was studying. My first one was on bugs, and I wanted to see where they liked to live, which now I would have been just blown out of the water because the third grade projects just are incredible these days. But, you know, I also studied chimpanzees and ADHD. The key is that we really encourage students to do what they're passionate about because then they love doing the project, and that's what makes a winning project.
How many thousands of kids do participate every year?
We've got over 4,500 kids this year, which is great. And females are taking the lead over males, which we're also very happy to see.
And we're trying to get more kids interested in engineering and science and math, and I guess this is a good way to do it, right?
It absolutely is, and it fits in well with every other subject, too. So it takes a lot of writing and editing, a lot of math skills to do graphing, a lot of critical thinking and creativity in order to do the scientific method.
How are we compared to some of the other cities when it goes to the international competition? Are we sending more than the average winners from science fairs?
We send the same amount as everyone else, but we win 4 times the average number of prizes every year, and that's been for 14 or 15 years now. So our students from Southern Arizona really are special.
Liz Baker is with us. Liz is the executive director and fairly new, right, as executive director?
I am. Yeah. I am the first full-time employee at SARSF. We're really excited to be growing. We were a completely all-volunteer organization for 59 years, and now we're starting to grow even more.
The SARSF stands for Southern Arizona Research, Science, and Engineering Foundation, started back in 1955. And what were the roots of this? What was the catalyst? Some of the history of SARSF.
SARSF was actually hosted at the U of A for many, many years. When I started competing, even, it was hosted at Bearjown Gym. But we just outgrew it. We started incorporating more and more kids from all over Southern Arizona, and we needed to move to the Tucson Convention Center and found a new home.
Is there anything that people should know before they come? You say the admission will be free on Wednesday night is the best time?
Absolutely. You can come and visit us anytime from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. basically. We're there on Thursday, Friday, and all day Wednesday, and it's all free.
And a shout out to Cox Communications, correct?
Absolutely. They're the ones that are hosting our Future Innovator Night, and we really appreciate their support.
Okay, so we want to urge everyone to come out Wednesday to the Tucson Convention Center, 5:30 to 8 o'clock, to check out kind of a hands-on display and interactive science demonstration. These kids really put a tremendous amount of work, don't they, Liz, into these projects?
They absolutely do. Some kids start the month after the science fair ends on their next project.
So they're already planning for next year. Liz Baker, thank you very much. Executive Director of the Southern Arizona Research, Science, and Engineering Foundation, ready to get underway next week with their 59th annual event. Liz, good luck to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill.
All right. Attorney Don Luce is coming up next. Don is in the house. He'll be our legal contributor, and we'll talk with Don right after this. Good luck to you.
Do you want to learn how to live healthier for your stage of life?
Then make plans to attend the Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo on March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Discover new ways to enrich your daily life. Stay healthier and be informed and engaged for the different life stages from midlife and beyond.
The Pima Council on Aging Ages and Stages Expo features 150 local exhibitors, a wide range of fun activities, food, demonstrations, seminars, prizes, and live musical entertainment.
The Ages and Stages Expo is free for adults of all ages, March 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Casino del Sol. Event proceeds benefit Pima Council on Aging. For more info, visit pcoa.org. presented in part by Arizona Daily Star, Assurance Healthcare, TEP, and this station.
If aging isn't your issue now, it soon will be. So attend the PCOA Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo, March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanqueverty Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Once a month, we welcome, usually the first Thursday of the month, Don Luce, attorney at law of Luce Brown and Associates, whose offices are here in Tucson and Phoenix. Mr. Luce is the Buckmaster Show legal contributor. He's one of two dozen contributors we're very proud of on the Buckmaster Show. The full list is on our website. Check it out sometime. Their bio there and their pictures. You can see the handsome photo of Mr. Luce. Don is the author of two very very popular books, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers. This is now in its second edition. And Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Don, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you.
Never a shortage of news, and especially it's always busy with you when the legislature is in session.
It really is. Arizona is a great place if you're interested in law, because there are so many interesting propositions and ballot measures and legislation coming out of our state that there's always something interesting to talk about.
The Arizona House has okayed a measure that I guess it was very close, voting to allow terminally ill patients to try to get access to drugs not yet approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, because, you know, it can take absolutely years for the testing to go on with some of these drugs, and people that are terminally ill, they don't have that time.
Right. You're exactly right. This is a concurrent resolution. It's HCR 2005. Now, under this resolution, which would go on the ballot, by the way, for the fall election, terminally ill patients would have the ability to have access to certain drugs that have passed phase one of the FDA process. So as you pointed out, it takes years for a drug to go from the first testing to FDA approval. But terminally ill patients are often in need of drugs that haven't gotten their final FDA approval, but yet have completed successfully some level of initial phase one or phase two testing. So under this proposed legislation, which is called the Terminal Patients Compassionate Care Act, terminally ill patients would have the opportunity with the consent of the manufacturer of the drug to actually try a drug regime that others couldn't have access to.
Don, I'm curious about the process here. This first, the measure approved by the House now goes to the Senate. Why does this then have to go to the ballot rather than the legislature actually passing something like this into law?
There are a couple of ways that laws become laws. One is the legislature itself will pass a bill, which will then be signed by the governor, and then that becomes a statute. Another way that something can become law is for the legislature to agree to put it on the ballot, and if a majority of qualified voters pass the proposition at the time of the election, then it becomes law. And then the third way that something can become law is for the citizens, through a citizens' initiative, to get something on the ballot, much like what the citizens did in 2010 with the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act. And if a majority of voters agree with the proposition, then it becomes law. So under this Terminal Patients Compassionate Care Act resolution, it would be put on the ballot, and then the voters in the fall would decide whether or not to make this a law of the state of Arizona.
The Supreme Court ruled, Don Luce, on Tuesday that whistleblower protections in a federal law passed in response to the Enron financial dust-up and scandal apply broadly to employees of publicly traded companies and contractors hired by the companies. How does this then translate to Arizona business workers?
Well, this decision, which came out of the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday, essentially applies broadly the Sarbanes-Oxley provision having to do with whistleblower protection. And your listeners probably know that in certain circumstances, it is illegal to retaliate against an employee who is a whistleblower. In other words, who reports something to an agency having to do with impropriety or illegality. Now, the Supreme Court has said that this protection, this protection against retaliation, extends not only to publicly traded companies, but it also applies to contractors hired by publicly traded companies. So this was a a point of contention for the court. In fact, the decision was by a vote of 6-3. There were three justices who dissented, and the justices who dissented really did so in an interesting fashion. In fact, one of the quotes from the dissent is that, as interpreted, the Sarbanes-Oxley Act authorizes a babysitter. Now, this is the Supreme Court talking. Authorizes a babysitter to bring a federal case against his employer, a parent who happens to work at the local Walmart, which, of course, is a public company. If the parent stops employing the babysitter after the babysitter expresses concern that the parent's teenage son may have participated in an internet purchase fraud. It's kind of an interesting hypothetical, but it shows how divided the court was on how far this protection extends with respect to retaliation against whistleblowers. But the law of the land now is that any employee of a publicly traded company and any employee of a contractor hired by a public company is protected. So that issue is now resolved.
And business groups had criticized this, Don Luce, that the decision would lead to a raft of frivolous lawsuits.
Exactly. By extending the protection to employees of non-publicly traded companies, the chambers of commerce and other business organizations are fearful that small employers will be subject to frivolous lawsuits. I don't know if that fear has any basis in fact, but I do know that the three dissenting justices in the Supreme Court opinion expressed something similar. So maybe there is something there, but the fact remains that a majority of the justices voted in favor of the ruling, and so it is now the law of the land.
Well, this is one of our first sessions with Don Luce that we have not talked about the medical marijuana law, but the ramifications of what voters approved in 2010, I think, surprise everyone. Every day there seems to be something new that pops up.
Well, your listeners will remember that it took about 2 years for that proposition, once it was passed, to actually be implemented. There were a series of hurdles that the proponents had to overcome. There were numerous lawsuits filed seeking to block the implementation of the law. And the thing that the opponents kept saying was, Arizona can't have a law that is contrary mm-hmm. to the federal law. Mm-hmm. And as we know, under federal law, even mere possession of marijuana is a felony. It has to do with the way that marijuana is classified as a drug. The DEA has marijuana classified as a Schedule I controlled substance, which means that it has no medical benefit in the eyes of the DEA, and even medical doctors cannot prescribe it. So the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act sort of took a parallel path and said doctors don't prescribe it, but they can authorize the use of it by medical marijuana cardholders, and then it would be dispensed through licensed dispensaries throughout the state. So it's sort of a shadow system. With most drugs, doctors give prescriptions that are filled at pharmacies. With medical marijuana, doctors authorize medical marijuana cardholders to use it, and then they obtain the marijuana from state-licensed dispensaries.
And if there is, and there will be a change in the administration, we'll have a new president in a few years, and you wonder if you got someone in there that wanted to strictly interpret the federal law about marijuana. These states like Arizona that have passed the Medical Marijuana Acts, you wonder what the future would be for them.
I think Congress would have to step in and redefine the medical benefit of marijuana. Otherwise, we would have more than a dozen states subject to federal prosecution, and I just don't see that as a tenable alternative. I think if the administration sort of lifted the stay on the enforcement of the federal law, Congress would need to step in and take care of it.
All right. Don Luce, the author of Arizona Laws 101, a handbook for non-lawyers, now in its second edition, and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Don, it's probably best just go on Amazon to check these books out, or the local, couple of local bookstores have them as well, right?
They're at retail bookstores and also on Amazon.
And we'll be looking for your third edition of Arizona Laws 101 after this legislative session.
Thanks, Bill.
Don Luce with us on the Buckmaster Show, where bottled water is supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. All the in-studio guests are enjoying a nice chilled bottle of Culligan. Wake up Tucson tomorrow with Chris and Joe from 6 to 8, then the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone from 8 to 9, a new local talk show. And of course, Rosemary Brandt, our ace producer, and myself will be back with you for our Friday Focus interview with Chuck Huckleberry, Pima County Administrator, tomorrow. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.